You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 8 o'clock, 801, top of the hour here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. What's the name of that song?
Love Light by O'Brien. It was
Val,
the jam.
Have you seen that video?
No chance. He doesn't know what this song is.
Yeah, I think you ought to look it up. It's a.
R&B. It's an old like R&B slash funk song from the 80s. He did a song called Gigolo. He did a lot of songs.
But
it's called Love Light.
The music video
is different.
It just
says full version. And this is something that Lamont told me. I sent it to Lamont on direct message and my brother. I'm like, excuse me, I don't remember, because we'll mention stuff about old school R&B. And I said, I never saw this video with Donnie Simpson on BET. And Lamont said, did you not watch BET like after midnight? They had this kind of, he goes, oh yeah, they did play this. I said, I never in my entire life saw a video that was filmed and shot like with a video budget where there are three topless girls at different times during the video of Love Light. And it's a theme where there's some kind of, you know, special love energy burst, that whatever. The casting's incredible.
Yeah.
Excellent job of casting. And I tell you, the 80s hold up big time in that one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Those girls will hold up at any.
Wouldn't you say all real? It's crosses generations.
Yes.
It's transcends the 80s.
It's well done. I never saw a music video. I never
saw
MTV didn't have that.
No.
MTV didn't.
First of all, MTV would never have. First of all, MTV would never have.
BET Uncut.
Yeah.
That's what it was called.
MTV would never have. BET Uncut. I didn't realize there was a BET Uncut. Now, MTV would never have Love Light by O'Brien. That was too R&B. Like, they would do Prince. They would do, obviously, Michael Jackson. Not as much Prince, but Michael Jackson, Prince. But you weren't going to get, like, couldn't see the Daz Band. You couldn't see Midnight Star. They weren't going to play that on there.
No.
Definitely not play O'Brien or The Time. They wouldn't even play The Time until they did, I think, Jungle Love is when they first played The Time. They wouldn't play 777-9311. Or The Walk. I'm just letting you know, just historically speaking.
Mm. Those are all historical references. I'm not familiar. Dell doesn't even know.
80s R&B, it'll pass both of you by. I'm just basically doing the show for Thomas at this point.
Keith is here, though. He wants to talk on the radio. Hey, Keith.
Good morning, guys. So Jeff Bagwell, and he takes over on a TV telecast this weekend because the California surfer dude went to Cabo. And I didn't know he still played for the Astros. He kept saying we and us. But actually, in the first game of the series, he brought up an excellent point. He said the Astros, you know, they don't strike out much, and they consistently put the ball in play. And that's huge for them. You know, 5 years ago, they became the toughest team in baseball to strike out. They've been at or near the top ever since, and that is so impressive. And in my opinion, that's the key to their offense. They put the ball in play. But Bagwell's a better man than I, because he actually said something else. And I would never have admitted this, and I didn't know this. He said he struck out 1,500 times in his career, and he actually even repeated it in the second game. But then he took it even further. He said, that's 3 years' worth of strikeouts. 3 effing years. And I immediately thought of a team that I know you guys remember, the 1998 Astros. So they get to the playoffs, right? We all thought that team was going to the World Series, and I'm sure you remember this. The first game of the series at the Astrodome, Randy Johnson versus Kevin Brown of the Padres. I'm at the game with the rats and the mice at the Dome, and I'm watching the Astros strike out 16 times in the game. And, you know, they go on to lose the series. And so, sadly, now when I think of Jeff Bagwell, I don't think of him hitting a home run. I just think of him swinging and missing. Thanks, Hall of Famer.
Well, that's certainly not what he was going for.
I don't think they did strike out 13 times in game four with Sterling Hitchcock on the mound.
But the approach now,
they had 57 strikeouts, I want to say, in that series.
Yeah,
they in four struck games. Out
a ton. And Kevin
it
Brown
was ridiculous.
Kevin Brown
was a steroid guy.
Well, they faced him twice, though.
Yeah, right. They faced him in game one and game three.
In hindsight, we may have had some steroid guys, too.
No, we didn't have any steroids. So they faced Andy Ashby in game two and beat him, Billy Spires, with the game-winning hit.
Yeah.
Game three, Kevin Brown comes back
Game one and game three. This is where Little League rules should have been implemented and say, okay, we can't let this. Yeah. It's just not fair.
I don't know why they did that anyway. That was just ridiculous. But certainly, I don't know.
Wait, did they get beat in game four? Or was
game
that
four,
a game five?
Game four. Never got back here. So the Shaner was coming back.
That was a game four. It felt like Shaner was on a
plane.
I remember back here. We had a storm that night. A tree landed on my car. Oh, not a tree, but a limb landed on my car. So I had to do the show from my house just on the phone that whole time. And it was because it was the day after the game. I couldn't leave because of my car. And we did a show, and it was literally our lines were filled up 4 hours, every line. We had, I think, five lines at the time, and there was not a single second.
Yeah.
And people just called in. That was the most angry,
yeah,
I think I've ever seen Houston sports fans since we've done radio.
After game four, I was on the field with Jerry Hunsaker after the game, doing the post game. I've never seen a GM that mad. He was like,
how'd you do the show the next day?
I got up in San Diego and did it with you.
Oh, you were in?
I was in San Diego. It was amazing. They had this, like, I was right next to the dugout. They had this little stand where the camera stand, and I got to sit right behind this thing and look out behind it and watch the game from the field. It was amazing. It was unbelievable. And then right after the game, Jerry Hunsaker came down, and boy, was
you were doing Channel 51, right?
Yeah, he was pissed. He was so pissed off. I've never seen a general manager as pissed off.
Really?
As he was. Yeah, he was like, changes are coming around here. This is bull. And he was pissed.
Who was he saying it to?
He was saying it to me during the break, but then we got out in the air, and he goes, yeah, we got to do something about this. We've got to do something that we can't win when we have the best team in baseball. We don't get through San Diego.
Tight.
Oh, yeah.
Man, the Astros would get so tight. That's what makes, for anyone who lived through that era of good baseball, but not great baseball. It was good baseball and likable guys for the most part. But that's what made this era and has made this era so much more fun, because we were used to guys who would get really tight in big situations like that in the playoffs, and they never seemed like they were bigger than the players. They were never bigger than the Braves pitching staff. They were never bigger than Kevin Brown. They didn't rise to that kind of occasion on a regular basis. That's what makes this Astro team so unbelievably lovable. And if you were an Astros fan through the 90s and into the 2000 Astros, from 97 to like 2005. Yeah.
That team won 102 games.
No, there's no question.
That was great baseball. That was a great baseball team.
You don't have the same feeling for them at all. Not even remotely close to this. Because this team is clutch.
They weren't clutch.
Clutch people. No. That's why Robert Horry, who averaged like 7 points a game with the Rockets, you know, his career, Robert's career, he averaged so much less stats than you would think, but he's been clutch everywhere he's gone. Robert Horry is beloved around all of his zillions of teams he played for. Everywhere he went, he couldn't do anything but win a ring.
That's all. Let me ask you this. Randy McAvoy asked me this last night.
Hey, John.
Who is your MVP so far of the Astros this year?
I'd say Altuve. But you could say Correa. You could say Yuli. I don't think you could say Zach. So I would say somebody asked that on a Twitter poll, and I think I put Altuve. I'll stick with Altuve.
I got Correa.
Okay.
Correa is.
I don't think there's a wrong answer.
All his stats are better, except home runs. He's been so clutch. Now Altuve has been clutch too with the home runs that won the game and the home run that won the game. But I think it's been just Correa has been fantastic, just unbelievable. And he's doing it under the pressure of a contract year and everything else. So I'm going Correa. Dell, who's your MVP so far?
For this current Astros unit, I would go with the guy who had the most pressure on him, Correa.
Yeah, yep, that's mine.
He has riding on the season, and he's been the dude
and so clutch. His WAR is the best of any position player in baseball right now. And that includes Ohtani and, I mean, and Bogarts, who's ahead of him. We'll see. They got seven guys that are finalists for starters in the All-Star game. We'll see how the voting, how, if Rahil can pick it up and
once again,
stuff
that
ballot box.
I do not believe that Rahil is doing anything illegal or inappropriate around Major League Baseball.
I just say Rahil. I mean, yeah, it could be Rahil. I don't know. It might not be Rahil. I don't know. That's all I'm saying.
When we get back, I want to delve into a former Astro. A former Astro is he's not himself. And that usually happens with former Astros. When you leave here, too bad, so sad. You're going to suck.
Mm-hmm.
A former Astro.
And you feel bad for
Marwin
this.
Gonzalez?
Well, there's that.
I'm just going to say, this is a former Astro who that. Doesn't appear to be himself.
Joe Musgrove?
I mean, he's got a no
hitter. He's got hitters. No hitter this year.
Yeah, Mike Fiers got a no hitter.
You know what? He didn't throw a no hitter here, so he's not himself.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He didn't throw any no
hitters. JD Martinez, we're still talking about.
JD Martinez has been a lot better than that was one that got away.
So we'll talk about a guy who has
got away.
We'll talk about a guy who's not been as good.
Okay, not as good is what you're saying. Not himself. Joe Musgrove's not himself either. But okay. It's 812 ESPN 97.5. I got to talk about Doc Linville. If you go on Twitch right now, you can see us. You can see us right now, and you can see the hair. And the hair thing has been, it's been great for me. I really cannot say how much I appreciate Doc Linville and the job that they do and the neo grafting. I tried the other one before, and man, you want to talk about painful. You want to talk about a bunch of blood. You want to talk about it. It lasted forever, how painful it was. The neo grafting, it's listen, there's a slight discomfort, but you are over it right away. And 8 months later, you got hair that's like, holy crap, what happened to my, this is totally, totally different than what I was. I was a mangy dog, and I ain't no more. And it's all because of Doc Linville and the job that he does. Any kind of procedure that you need, whatever it is, you can get there. But the one for us, guys, it's the hair thing. If you're looking for hair, go to 975hair.com. You'll love the process. You'll love everything about it. 975hair.com.
This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
When you look for a bank, choose a partner with local expertise and local decision-making. Veritex Community Bank offers solutions and a true business ally. We look forward to building your future. We're Veritex Community Bank. True to your business. True to Texas. VeritexBank.com. Member FDIC.
Hey, are you ready for summer? The kids will be home, super bored, glued to video games and social media. Instead, be a take charge, amazing parent. Get your kids outside playing on a new basketball goal from ProDunk Hoops. It's simple. Go to ProDunkHoops.com and pick your perfect goal. Or call the number on the website and get a ProDunk Hoops expert to guide you and schedule your installation. Then pat yourself on the back for setting up your kids' amazing summer. That's ProDunkHoops.com. Tell Keith Tate you heard it right here. ProDunkHoops.com.
Tune in Saturdays to hear the Whiskey Neat Podcast with Chris Hart. Each week, Chris discusses barrel-aged spirits with industry experts and celebrities. The Whiskey Neat Podcast, Saturdays on ESPN 97.5 or listen wherever you get your podcasts. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I either owe it to him to tell him, or I don't owe it to him to totally not tell him. I made copies of a few key documents related to all that stuff in case I got into any trouble.
Cousin Greg, a.k.a. Garrett Cole, and Dell anticipated right. You got to anticipate the window opening and throw to the anticipated window, and that's what Dell did from the pocket. Garrett Cole, also known as Derek Cole for certain owners here in Houston. Look, I'm not – when you look at the stats, you say, okay, oh, yeah, Lance, he's really bad. 8-4 with a 2.66 ERA. He's tied for third in the league in strikeouts with 129. He's got a .90 whip. Oh, yeah, boy, he's really struggling. Yeah, but however, as Stephen A. Smith might say.
Speaking of announcers that are, you're like, really? You said that? Stephen A. However,
Gerrit Cole in the month of June. Now, he's got 5 innings pitched, 5 earned runs, including 3 home runs allowed. And this is where it gets tricky for Gerrit Cole. Gerrit Cole in the month of April. In the month of April, Gerrit Cole threw 37 innings, 37.2 2/3, 24 hits. He gave up 1 home run in 37 innings and struck out 62 in 37 2/3. Then he had his May. In his May, he struck out 35 in 33 innings, even though one of those starts, I believe, was after either one or two of them was after the minor leaguers got in trouble on the spin rates and got in trouble for. When did that happen? Wasn't that May?
I don't know. I thought it was in June, but maybe it was May.
Well, regardless, Gerrit Cole had an ERA at one point of 1.37 on May 12th. He had a 1.43 in the month of April, 6 starts, 1.43 ERA. In the month of May, a 2.18, which is still great, 33 innings pitched, 26 hits, 35 walks, 4 home runs. So went from 1 home run to 4 home runs. So far in June, and I think, this will be it.
The month's almost over.
This will be it. He's got a 4.65. He's allowed 9 home runs in 31 innings, gave up 25 hits, and struck out 32 in 31 innings. His innings pitched per strikeout, his home runs per innings pitched, his ERA. Now, one of those games, he had 2 different games where he allowed 5 earned runs in 5 innings. The first game of the month and the last game, which was the start yesterday. Other than that, he had seven innings pitched, 2 earned runs, 8 innings pitched, 2 earned runs, 6 innings pitched, 2 earned runs. Generally, that's solid, but it's not dominant Gerrit Cole. His strikeout number since the reason I bring up June, ever since June, the spin rates are being monitored, right?
Mm-hmm.
And attack, the spider attack and the sticky stuff, that's all being monitored by Major League Baseball. Even before you could do it by the umps could check, it was on the radar. Everyone's spin rates were being monitored. Gerrit Cole was complaining about it from well before they started having umpires check. Listen to this, John. Gerrit Cole, his strikeout numbers, 6 in 5 innings, 6 in 7 innings, 4 in 8 innings, 9 in 6 innings, and 7 in 5 innings. And the one that was 9 and 7, that's before ump started checking. Since the ump started checking, 4, 6, and 6, 12, there's 16 in 20 innings pitched, which is incredible in his last 3. His numbers are plummeting relative to what we're used to. And this should show you the ability to put spin, to impose spin on a baseball, has the potential to be as big an influencer of statistics and output and productivity as steroids. It is a performance enhancer. If you're the Yankees, if Rob Manfred stays strong on this, you have to realize, oh my God. Now, the numbers look fine here in total,
mm-hmm.
but in the month of June, are they not, and especially since the spider tech stuff is being monitored?
$300 million investment? They're a little worried about it?
He's given up 6 home runs in his last 3 games.
He looked really bad. Did you see him come back in the dugout, sitting there after he came back from the locker room?
Sad look?
Sad. He looked like he had been crying his eyes out. No, they were all red.
Well, don't cheat.
Well.
Don't cheat then.
But no.
Sorry, Yankees fans. Tell your players not to cheat.
He wants everybody to love
Yankees
him,
fans.
And everybody's not loving him now.
Everybody
wants to be loved.
Guess what? Not being able to use your juju and your juice, your special juice, your special
what
bottle.
What about boo-boo juice?
In New York. If you got a special bottle that you use, like Aaron Pryor's manager had for him, give me that special one I mixed. You mean the good stuff in it. If he doesn't get to use that special sauce on the baseballs, and he's in New York, and he's getting paid this much, and they have those expectations, and he's performed at elite Gerrit Cole levels early in the season, and now they see this, it's not going to be a city where you want to be slightly above average.
Well, I tried to. I cry too if everybody in New York hated me.
You're going to cry in New York. If you're slightly above average, making over $300 million, be prepared to cry. They're going to make you cry. Oh, 100%. They're going to break
they
you.
Already
New York
did.
Media will
He's
break
already
you.
Broken. He's already broken. You see, you got your first ejection and suspension?
No.
Hector Santiago from the Mariners suspended. They found stuff underneath a flap in his glove, nice. And there was sticky stuff in there. Now, they wrapped it up in a bag, and they hermetically sealed, and they send it off to Major League, and it gets tested. He says all he had was rosin, and that's it, and that's all he used, but they're going to test what it is, and we'll see if the suspension stands up. But, no, they found the first victim in Major League Baseball is Hector Santiago. I knew the Mariners were cheating. They're not this good.
They look like a team who would cheat. Garrett Cole's month of June, 4.65 ERA is the worst ERA he's had since he was back with the Pirates in 17 for a month.
Oh.
Coincidence?
I think
probably not.
No, I think not.
It's not at all.
Ever since he got with Strami's magic boo-boo juice.
I don't think Strami has a label called boo-boo juice. You don't know stuff he's given.
Have you been in Strami's
and
locker?
By the way,
have
this
you seen it?
Strami stuff. It's that guy who worked for the Angels stuff, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
He had the good stuff.
You think that was better than Strami's stuff?
I don't know. I don't think Strom does anything but shows you grip. Honestly, if this were a Strom thing, then all the pitchers would have that. All the pitchers don't have that. This is Garrett Cole. Two guys were specifically mentioned, Garrett, and I think Justin Verlander was mentioned too. But he's been out of baseball for going on 2 years, so no one's really talking about Justin Verlander, and he can get a $300 million deal. But Cole, I think that was just a Cole thing. I don't think this is an Astros team-wide thing because we haven't seen major changes in from pitchers from last season. I don't think it's a strong thing. You know, Lance McCullers changed the grip. Everyone will talk about the grip is different, like a knuckle curve type grip. I do think Strom does some regular grip type stuff. I think the players can go out and find what they need to. And I think it is probably coming from veterans. The way basically Garrett Cole is trying to call out Verlander is what it sounded like. Sometimes veterans will give us hand down special variances in types of, and we have special traditions that they hand down. What are you trying to say? Well, Justin Verlander taught me how to use the good stuff. Just say that. Just say it out. Go ahead and call him out. Say it out loud. Snitch away too. Be the next Mike Fiers. But all I know is that I think that baseball players go find it themselves if they want to. Pitchers. I don't think it's staff wide. I definitely don't think it comes from pitching coach. I think it comes from veteran pitchers. That's where usually where everything comes from. It was Carlos Beltran that started this whole thing. It wasn't A.J. Hinch. I guess it wasn't even Alex Cora. It was Beltran, and then Cora just kind of, tightened it up.
Mm-hmm. So we've got our first suspension. We've got our first victim, because clearly Garrett Cole is a victim of Rob Manfred. You seem to think that Rob Manfred is a hero now.
Yeah, now he's acting in a heroic fashion to clean up baseball.
But how about it that our pitchers, Brooke
show
Raley
me the
and
pitcher who's
Ryan
not,
Stanek.
Show me the starter that's
all the
that's
guys
not doing
that were
well.
Bad before.
And the Astros are primed on spin rate. That's what their whole thing has been. Show me the Astros who have been affected. Starting pitch.
Yeah, I don't know. We don't have the spin rate stats, but we sure do have their ERA.
Yeah.
Which has been fantastic.
Show me a performance that has been.
Yeah. Effective. No, it's been fantastic. It's been fantastic. Somehow, for some reason, the Tigers pitchers must have been cheating. They had to have been cheating because they got our Astros out when, in fact, no one else could. So there must have been. AJ, we know AJ's a known cheater, right? No.
Is that what we're doing now?
He's suspended for a year. He was a known cheater. And so we think AJ's clean now? We think that AJ, it's beneath him to cheat now?
How does that work? How does that logic work when talking about the current Astros who are in the 17 team? Are they still cheating?
Did any of these current Astros get suspended?
We know they're known
Not
cheaters.
Not one.
Weren't we told they're given immunity for talking?
Yeah. Well, guess what? They tell the truth. They
tell about themselves,
truth.
Correct?
They tell the truth.
Yeah, I get it. Will Smith, I get it. They told the truth about themselves, right?
Right.
So, but that would classify them as cheaters, right?
No. But we all know, as the commissioner said, it never said anything about AJ stopping cheating. It never said AJ stopped cheating. It said that the Astros players stopped cheating.
So AJ Hinch is only successful against his former team. Why doesn't he take those tactics to the rest of the league so he can win more games if he's cheating?
Revenge?
He wants.
Yeah, that's possible.
Huh. Yep.
So he's only.
It's his revenge tour.
Wouldn't you want to be good against everybody?
Nope. You're only taking the chance against the team that you really got it out for.
Wouldn't you be better against everybody if you were doing your cheating ways?
That's what I'm saying. So why is he only breaking it out if he's a cheater, like John says, against the Astros?
Because I'm telling you, it's revenge. You don't break out the good poison against just anybody. You're going to kill your ex-husband that way.
Is this what this is?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yes, that's what this is.
That's how you kill your ex-husband.
But you're already done with him. Why would you need to kill him? You're already
specific.
Because he's slow on his alimony. Because he's fighting you in court.
So you murder him instead.
Murder. That's right. I'm just saying. That's the analogy.
You are just saying.
That's all I'm saying.
Yes.
AJ is a known cheater. Astros couldn't hit. Therefore
Astros, what?
AJ cheated.
But one known cheater is going against several known cheaters. So the other known cheater was better at cheating?
The commissioner did not find that they cheated because no suspensions.
Okay.
No suspensions whatsoever. Right. That's how I read it.
Ah, gotcha.
That's how I read it. Gotcha. You read it the way you want. I'll read it the way I want.
Okay. It's
827 on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. The number to hang out with us here on the show. I don't think I've ever seen a player catch it like we saw a player catch it because a coach was hired.
Oh, my God.
We'll talk about it on the other side right
here. Unpopular choice. I thought it might be popular, but...
No.
But the choice of a head coach in basketball of a former player with a championship pedigree is wildly unpopular.
Yes.
And we'll tell you why it's wildly unpopular when we come back.
But first, let's talk a little bit about some insurance.
Let's talk about TGS Insurance, your home for A-rated insurance at discounted rates. Why is it discounted? Well, it's just discounted because there's multiple A-rated companies, and they're all fighting for your business, so they have competitive rates. When you give your address, when you text the word money to 232323, you get a text back. It's automated. It asks for your address. You give your address. And then from there, it will, within seconds, you're going to have a firm quote on what your homeowner's insurance will cost you. And why don't you compare that to what you're paying now? If you haven't shopped for homeowner's insurance for several years, your savings are going to be substantial. And in many cases, it hits four digits annually. The average savings is $900. But if you've been with the same company for, let's say, 6, 7, 8 years, you are going to be floored by how much money you are throwing away on a regular basis. When you can get A-rated coverage, the same coverage that you probably have right now, you could get it, but for a lot less, because people are actually fighting for your business, and they're offering you competitive rates instead of just sitting still, sending you a Christmas card that's stamped like, thanks for being a part of our family. Like, you're welcome. Here's your extra $1,000 I'm giving you a year. Don't be that guy. Text the word money to 232323 or go to TGSinsurance.com.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. Did you know that over 43 million Americans have a credit score below 650? As of March 2020, America is $1.3 trillion in credit card debt. These days, you can't rent an apartment or house or even get a job with a less than 750 credit score. Don't let bad credit stop you from living a normal life. Call Wand Consulting and start repairing your credit today. Go to WandConsultingLLC.com. That's WandConsultingLLC.com. Wand Consulting. Credit repair isn't magic. It's the law.
Hey guys, John Granato here for Chastang Ford, the Ford truck experts. You do not need to leave your house to buy a car from Chastang Ford. With Chastang at Home, where you can compare vehicles, options, and prices value your own trade and request a video walk around, you choose cash, lease, or finance and pick the monthly payment that is right for you. Get a credit decision in real time. Sign and drive in minutes with our VIP delivery at home or in-store. Transparency, convenience, and customer satisfaction are central to this buying experience. Chastang Ford, Houston's best-kept secret.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 8:31 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 7378-0-3776, 7378-0-3776. Apparently Dame Lillard tweeted, well, not apparently, he tweeted out after the job opened up in Portland that Terry Stotts was fired. That Chauncey, right? What was his tweet? He wanted Chauncey, right?
I don't remember if... I think it was a report that he wanted...
Oh, that's right. He told a reporter.
Yeah, Chauncey. He wanted a guy with experience. He first mentioned Jason Kidd, and we know Jason Kidd pulled his name out of the mix. Now he's getting that Dallas job. And then Chauncey Billups was another guy he mentioned. He wanted a guy with coaching experience, although Chauncey's never done the whole head coaching thing. But those are the two prominent names. You know, Becky Hammond was a woman, and Mike D'Antoni was another candidate. When I say woman, a candidate who was going to be the first woman head coach if he got that job. And then Mike D'Antoni was mentioned as well, but neither one of those won out, it looks like. Looks like it's actually going to be Chauncey Billups to get that job.
Yeah, so Chauncey was hired. Chauncey was... It was weird. He wanted Chauncey, and then didn't Chauncey pull his name out?
No, Jason Kidd pulled his name out.
Oh, Jason Kidd pulled his name out.
Chauncey did not, and now he's going to get that job. And we know the Blazers got a lot of pushback on it because they leaked the finalized announcement during the middle of a fourth quarter of a playoff game.
Yeah.
They didn't necessarily want it to be so prominent. Hey, look at all the NBA fans looking at this. Hey, Woj or Shams, drop this.
So Chauncey in 1997 had a sexual assault.
He and Ron Mercer were involved.
Yeah, weren't involved. It was settled out of court, so none of the specifics came out. But Chauncey did have an issue, and so 1997 is coming back to bite him. The team says they talked to Chauncey about it. He had his side of the story. They were satisfied with his side of the story. It was a long time ago. What happened, no one knows, but he had an issue. And now it's being portrayed as, well, the media is so hell-bent on Becky getting a job.
And another thing.
You knew that was going to be the case. And then you deal with the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah. Yes.
And you throw in what Dell talked about with Chauncey's, you know, the background. It was, you think, how much of this is, because they also mentioned, who is it that just got hired by the Hawks or the Celtics? They used to be an assistant coach for Portland. Well, anyway, Becky Hammond, how much of this is Becky Hammond? Do you think the media wanting to first?
Oh, I think anytime Becky Hammond's not getting hired, there's going to be a bunch of scrutiny.
John Canizano, who's a longtime writer there, he's the one that really laid into the Blazers organization for hiring Billups.
And some people tweeted or believed that the Becky Hammond thing was simply, or at least her being a candidate, was simply, look, we considered it, but we went with Chauncey, this partly because Chauncey has his own issues regarding his interactions with women, that, look, we don't hate women. We brought Becky in for the interview, but we just decided Chauncey was better.
Well, how could you decide that when Becky was there? I know Chauncey, you know, won championship and stuff and everything, but Becky worked for Pop.
Well, I think Chauncey's been an assistant for one season.
Right.
So yeah.
I mean, there's guys that have been assistants for no seasons.
But based purely on, Steve Nash. Based purely on a basketball thing, Chauncey shouldn't be hired. Like, Steve Nash shouldn't have been hired. You should have some experience coaching, I believe. To be a coach, it's more than just I played the game. That's not enough.
Point guards are now, though, I mean, you could argue that point guards are, and we're seeing a lot of point guards that are doing a hell of a job, that are pretty damn good at it. It's like a catcher. It's like you have such insight into the game.
But they're all coaches. I mean, Nash had a super team, and they went out early. Who, and I didn't think he did anything special from a coaching standpoint at all. Who the guys who are all doing well, I agree with you, I think point guard is that position that lends itself to it. You still, to not have coached at all is, or just 1 year relative to what Becky Hammon has. I mean, she's female, if that's a strike against her, but I don't really think it's going to be. I do think some teams are going to look at, okay, how's our locker room going to react? But they're going to do that with every coach. This is a star-driven league.
Right.
I don't know that I don't think Mike D'Antoni would have ended up. Well, maybe that's not true. Mike D'Antoni acquiesces the players, so maybe Portland would have loved him. Mike D'Antoni, actually. But I wondered, if Becky Hammon didn't get the job, would there be an outrage? But it's kind of covered up by the fact that Chauncey has something in his background that people can point to. And maybe that is what it is for a lot of people in Portland. I don't know. But I didn't expect it to catch that much heat, did you?
A lot of people, turns out, it happened in 97. A lot of people forgot or didn't know. There are legitimately a lot of people who did not know.
I forgot all that stuff.
But now, the media dredged it up, and it's going to, you know what?
Yeah, and Dame said.
And what has he said on Twitter, too, by the way?
And Dame was like, look, I didn't know. I mean, it happened when I was like 9.
He said, how would I know what happened when I was a 7? I wasn't watching the news at 7 or 8 years old.
7 years, yeah.
And the payoff for all this, and maybe not such a payoff for Portland, is that I don't believe this to be the case. I think it's being used as somewhat of an excuse that the backlash that Dame received for propping up Chauncey initially is a reason now that he wants out the door.
Yeah.
I think some of it has to do with all the playoff failures, but now, Dame has never received any backlash before. He's always been the good soldier, the guy who is put on for Portland, and they all love him. Now, I think this is the first time there's been any legitimate pushback for something he doesn't think he deserves, and now they're just like, well, maybe I'll leave, which is, I think, brought on by, no one wants to lose all the time, and I think he's tired of it. And now the fans are against him. Maybe it makes it easier for him to make that decision.
Yeah. Listen, there's been a lot of talk about Dame, but he's been you want to talk about a soldier for his team. Just like, no, I'm staying here. I ain't doing what y'all are doing. I'm going to now. Okay, so y'all are going to give me the business about this. I'm out.
And maybe his basketball mortality's he's thinking about. He'll be 31 in July. He goes, how many more years do I have at being the best at this? Maybe I want to go to a place where there's clearly I can go win. And there's nothing that says Portland's going to be changing.
This was a question, since he's going to be on the Olympic team, this was a question on the show before ours on ESPN here last week, was who do you want to see him hook up with? What team would be perfect for Dame to join right now that would put them over the top?
Lakers!
No, the thought was Boston.
Who would they be giving up?
Well, all the Lakers fans are going crazy about Dame being a Laker.
Well, they'll probably have to give up Jalen Green.
Jalen Brown.
Jalen Brown. They probably have to give him up. And, but listen, it's been tried there, and this was a point. Kyrie, he's pretty damn good. That didn't work out. Kemba, they tried that. That didn't work out.
Yeah, is replacing one of your young stars with another scoring point guard going to be the difference for Boston?
Yeah. That's a pretty good question. What about hooking him up in Miami, though?
Miami would be apparently he and Jimmy are friends, or at least they talk quite a bit. But Miami would have to find a way to scrounge up enough assets. They don't really have first round picks available in the near future. It'd have to be in the distant future, which may work out for Portland, because if they do have Dame, Bam, and Jimmy, then they're not going to be those first round picks won't be worth anything now. But they obviously Hero. Probably have to make Portland believe they should have won Duncan Robinson on a restricted free agent deal. There's a lot Miami has to do. They would be down the list as far as assets. Maybe Dame says, I ain't going nowhere else but Miami. Please make it work out. Maybe Portland acquiesces, but they're like, the Knicks have more capital. The Sixers do. Does Portland want Ben Simmons? That's the question. Because Ben Simmons would probably be the best player available to move.
make the most sense from a standpoint of he's a true point. He can set up, you know, he can. You have to have an offense that works for him, though, I guess.
A defensive stalwart. You can. No, Portland never could play defense.
He's I guess he's a two-way player. You could set up C.J. McCollum, but really, you really need to find another shooter there. I mean, you're going to have to find a second shooter.
You would have Portland, if they're hiring, Chauncey. Who knows what he'll be? But Portland is already really out of the whole championship conversation. You're trading away Dame, and you're not going to get the player of his caliber back. You're just hoping that somehow, some way, Ben Simmons, and if you're trading him to Philly, plus the picks you're going to get, turns into something at some point. But you're taking yourself out of championship consideration, and maybe they're aware that that's not a thing for them anymore.
Jay Will said he'd love to see him hook up with Zach LaVine in Chicago. But hasn't Dame already done that with CJ?
A
heavy backcourt and not much else?
Yeah,
he's already done that.
In Chicago, traded away a couple first-round picks for Vucevic. He's still there, so you have a big man there. You have Patrick Williams, who they like, who another big man.
Well, you had Nurkic, too, and that really...
Nurkic is a guy who couldn't stay healthy.
Yeah.
Vucevic doesn't have the same problems, but yeah, I mean, you're...
Hey, would you trade your second...
Are they a Dame away from winning it all,
Would
though?
You trade your second and Christian Wood for Dame? I mean, you'd obviously have to make salary. You'd have... More work would have to be done, but it just in theory, would you deal Christian Wood and your second for a Dame Lillard with his age currently?
No, it does. That's because you're
just too far away.
What are you going to put with him?
You're in a build. Yeah, you're in a build.
You can't.
Dame would quit basketball.
31-year-old. No, you can't.
Dame would quit basketball.
You need young guys. Dame would beg Portland, please don't do that to me.
Yeah, he'd be like, yeah.
I don't want to go to a team that's worse than we're currently on.
Right. Trade me to a contender.
Yeah.
Does he have that kind of power, though, to get what he wants?
Well, this is the thing. People always fight, well, why would he go there? Why would that team trade him there? Name the last NBA superstar who didn't go where he wanted to.
No.
They always get to go, despite that you think the team has all the power. They always go where they want to go. They always get traded there.
Yeah. No, they go wherever. It's the NBA. Because you got
to deal with agents that, you know, whether his agent may have another guy you may want at some point, because you don't want the reputation of ditching some guy someplace. James, look, the Rockets got a lot of picks, but we were talking about the time. Can't they go find better players someplace else in Brooklyn? You know where James got to go? Got to go to Brooklyn.
Yeah. Yep. So 713-780-3776, if you want to get in here, you got any thoughts about that or anything else, we'll get back to our Astros on the other side. But right now I want to talk about eatlafayette.com. I lived in Lafayette, Louisiana for 3 years. It was one of my favorite places ever. I would have stayed there if I could have made any money in the television business there, but you just can't. So it's a little bit smaller city, but here's what it has. It has a bunch of history. It has wonderful Cajun and Creole. I love the people. Well, I met my wife there. It's the birthplace of Zydeco. You want to talk about music? You got seven live music 7 days a week. You can check out the Grouse Room, Blue Moon Saloon, Rockin' Bowl, just to name a few of them. The Acadian culture is second to it is real, real Cajun. And eatlafayette.com, it's been called the tastiest town in the South. There are restaurants that are offering great deals. You can go there. The hotels there, the average price for a hotel room in Lafayette, Louisiana is like $85. What a great weekend. What a great getaway. They've always got wonderful festivals going on. It's so great. And, you know, 15 minutes away, you got Tabasco. You got the Atchafalaya Basin as well, where you can go and you can do swamp tour boats or rent a kayak if you want to paddle. You can do it all in Lafayette, Louisiana. I loved it there, and you will love it too. If you're looking for a great little getaway, choose Lafayette. Go to LafayetteTravel.com. That's LafayetteTravel.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Born and blended in Austin, Texas, Austin Eastsiders produces traditionally influenced style ciders. Eastsiders is crafted with high-quality, real ingredients, never artificial. Original dry cider is always crisp to the core. Watermelon cider surprises with a perfect splash of sweet in summer. Get a taste of everything with their summer variety pack featuring four flavors, blackberry, pineapple, blood orange, and watermelon. Find Austin Eastsiders in a retail store near you or order on AustinEastsiders.com. One, and you're not done. It's cider season, y'all.
Hey guys, Joel Blank here. June is National Men's Health Month. Come celebrate all month long at Apollo Men's Health and help raise awareness on men's health. They offer the Apollo Effect, which is comprehensive health care rooted in compassion and a desire for great outcomes for every one of their patients. Call today, 832-664-9966, or go to ApolloMH.com. Book your first appointment. Most major insurance is accepted. Discounts for military personnel and first responders. Mention my name and ESPN Radio. Get a free B12 shot on your initial visit. Go to Apollo Men's Health today. Your health is your wealth. Invest in yourself with the good people at Apollo Men's Health.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 8:46 on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Casey said, if I lived in Lafayette, I'd weigh 350 pounds. All the food goes hard, all of it. It really does. It's so awesome. I'm telling you, what the best place to eat. Lafayette is awesome. Really is.
We are going to, next hour, Pete's Fine Meats is going to be a sponsor of the show. And Michael said, since it's 4th of July coming up, he wants to give away $250 worth of meat to a winner. He wants the best, like, he wants a feel-good story. He said, you know, pandemic's been so hard. We've heard so much negative stuff.
Oh.
He said, can you and John create a contest where people can, you know, call in and whoever has the best feel-good story about whatever the case may be, something happened during the pandemic, maybe something that's happening now, where things went right, not where things went bad, or maybe they went bad, but they turned around, something like that. He wants to give somebody a chance to, because, you know, he's got all the brisket and ribs and all that stuff for 4th of July, so you guys need a Richard and Chimney Rock. It's in that area. It's a phenomenal butcher shop. But he wants to give away $250 worth of meat. And we're talking about beef tenderloins in play. Obviously, his briskets, his ribs, his bacon wrap, shrimp, or shrimp and quail, all that stuff. Well, steaks, we can do that with our little contest here.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And you can Michael mix and match what you want.
Michael's the best. So, yeah, he wants you to tell a... and heartfelt story, and I guess we could, they can email it to us. Here,
or
we'll
we
figure
do,
it out. We'll
do,
figure
do a it section out. Where they call in.
Yeah, or call in. We'll figure. We can figure it out.
Are you two going to be in charge of vetting these stories?
Yes. We
no,
can
that's,
with our,
the,
we can,
that's a producer's job.
Dale, am I getting into this
through
food
BS?
For it?
The producer vets the stories.
Don't email me.
Yeah,
I'll just say you're all lying. I won't believe a word any of you are saying. Don't. You better not email me. Hey, Michael, look, we appreciate the effort, but all these dudes are lying. Sorry. Now you still want to give away this meat, right? I'm standing right here. Me.
But,
give it to me.
Well, you don't need all that meat.
No,
it's you.
No
one. How long
either.
Is it going to take?
Well, who cares?
You'll just stop there every day?
Yeah. I don't need it. I didn't say Michael give it all to me at once. I got a tab.
Just take 250 off.
Yeah.
So is Garrett Cole eligible for the Pete's Fine Meats? Because he's got a tough story he's telling right now.
No. It's supposed to be a good story. A feel good story.
Well, no, but there's gotta be some hardship.
So what's the feel good part?
The feel good part is how he was so wonderful at his job, and he got $325 million, and then all of a sudden it all crumbled and
no,
fell
I'd
apart.
No, I don't think that's what I'm talking about. It's got to be good
but the
now.
Redemption is...
What's the redemption?
How he's going to
nope.
get all that money
he's eligible.
And spend it.
He's eligible when he gets back. No, and you got to live inside the city of Houston.
Mm-mm. I think he can he'll probably be able to buy his own $250.
Yeah, you don't win anything free. Pay for something, Garrett. You know, you got me mad at Garrett Cole now. I'm just...
Why are you mad at Garrett Cole?
I don't love Garrett Cole. He was just sitting there and AJ wouldn't use him.
AJ wouldn't use him.
You know what? He got a little pissy.
He could have been a World Series hero.
He got a little pissy on the way out.
But AJ effed it up.
Granted, but you know who I love more? AJ. You know who I'd want to hang out with more? Dad. Because I know he'd have something nice to say. Like he would... He just got kind of pissy on the way out the door. It kind of rubbed me the wrong way, even though I totally agreed with him going in the game.
If I sat there and watched Will Harris ruin my chance at a ring, I'd have been pissy too. If I watched AJ go out to the mound and go, give me Will Harris, I'd be pissy too.
Yeah.
He just lost out on a chance to be immortal with a ring. And you know, you wanted him to be a Mr. Nice Guy?
But you know what? So you put on your cape for him over AJ? For Garrett Cole, 2 year Garrett?
Yeah, Garrett.
Over AJ, who's
Garrett
been
Cole
here for the build out?
Much better than AJ was.
I like AJ better.
That 2 years.
Garrett was a rental. Garrett was just a Ronan.
You know, a rental that could have won a ring.
Yeah, he's a rental Ronan. That's fine. Good. Good, Garrett. Get out of here. Cheat your way into $300 million.
So was Justin Verlander.
And he went to the Yankees.
Justin Verlander. Oh, now look what Justin Verlander says.
He's us.
Is he?
Which one of those guys got a ring
for
the Astros?
Did you see what he said?
Did you get a ring for the Astros?
Did you hear what Justin Verlander said?
Unless it says the Astros in Houston are a trash-ass organization / city.
Does he say that?
That's not what
I like, the dirty-ass, trash-ass city.
Because if he doesn't say that, then I don't have a problem with it.
How about this? Justin Verlander's like, yeah, I think Detroit's a better city than Houston. I want to go back there.
Okay, show me where he said that. Show me the quote.
Yes, of course. I loved playing there. I love the city. I love the fans. Yes, I do think about it. Ultimately, the decision comes down to what's best for my career. If that aligns with that possibility, then maybe it does. In other words, either Astros, you pay me, or I'm going back to trash-ass Detroit.
Let me just show me where he says he didn't like Houston. He's just making Detroit, the people in Detroit,
feel Garrett Cole
good.
Never said he didn't like Houston. He thanked Houston.
If it aligns with winning, you know, if it aligns with winning, and Justin Verlander's just giving them
false
Garrett
Cole
hope.
Said he loves Houston.
I don't care. Get out of here.
Houston.
Beat it. You're a Yankee now. Beat it. I'm done with you. Beat it. Okay. George is a Blue Jay.
What about when Verlander, after taking $66 million for one start, Justin Verlander goes back to Detroit for 30.
Let me know when it happens.
Okay. Well, he's talking about it right now.
What did he say?
He just held a gun to Jim Crane's head and said, now, how much are you going to pay
me?
You
love that when people get the bag. You love the bag.
Yeah. No.
Show me where it says where he says the part about winning. And then show me where it says Detroit would make sense for him.
No, he never said that.
Yeah.
No, he said I'd be lying if I didn't think about going back to Detroit.
Yeah, he does like Detroit.
You know what he likes about Detroit? That he's using it as leverage to extort Jim Crane. Yeah. Now, how do you feel about that? How do you feel about extortion?
Jim Crane's number one henchman.
How do you feel about extortion? You like it?
Yeah. Well, you're talking real.
Hey,
I swear to
God.
Hey,
listen.
You talk so flagrantly about the best players in this city.
I'm Italian. I'm all for extortion. But here's the deal. Not when it comes to Jim Crane and the Astros. No, that's the sports extortion has got to stop.
Never go against the family.
That's right. That's right. So if you owned a little liquor store and you go in there and you tell them, pay me my money, give me my money, give me that money, or otherwise you're not going to have any protection from me. Then I understand.
I don't feel like that's what Verlander's doing.
Yes, I do.
I don't feel like Verlander's telling Jim Crane to have his sack of cash ready because he's coming in every week.
That's what I read between the lines. You can't read between the lines.
Justin, I just want you to know, Houston's behind you. Don't listen to this guy who wanted to chase George out of the city for hitting leadoff. Toronto's about to put him again.
How'd that work out? Miles Straw is better than George Springer.
Excuse me?
This year?
Do you want to say that out loud more than once?
It's not even arguable.
This year.
He's better than Mookie Betts. He's better than George Springer. He's better than Lindor. He's better than all of them.
Let's let it play out and just see what happens this year.
You mean?
By the way, they're moving George back to leadoff.
270 Miles Straw?
Yeah.
Up to 270?
How about that? He hit 400 this month.
I don't care. That's not my money anymore.
It's my guy.
That's not my money anymore.
My guy.
That guy tried to have Miles Straw tried.
He put two bags of heroin in his car, getting a frame like Mayor did.
He's not Mayor from Easttown.
Yeah, he loaded up the car with heroin trying to get a bus.
That was old Miles Straw.
You tried to get that man excommunicated.
You tried to violate his probation.
We worked out We worked out our differences, and now look.
How did you work it out? That man goes 400 in the month, and all of a sudden you're his dude now?
Yeah. We're guys. We're
John,
guys.
John, front runner Johnny.
Golly, you're
Chicago
disloyal.
Kid.
No. So disloyal.
I've been loyal.
No way.
He ain't loyal.
I wanted him to take
loyal.
A rest while he was.
Well, these hoes ain't loyal.
While he wasn't hitting, I wanted him to take
he's
a rest.
Been hitting all
just
month.
Like Bregman now. Look, when Bregman comes back, he's not my guy. Of course he
Miles
is.
Miles Straw's been hitting all month. You wouldn't stop it.
I'm
now
not,
he's
that's
your
my guy.
Guy.
You've been trying to get him out all month long, and all he's been doing
you
is
get him out of the city.
That's my guy.
Tried to DFA okay, him.
He tried to kick that man to Sugar
I just
land
tried to
point.
Get him some rest so he could hit better. He needed a break.
Tried to turn
and
that
Dusty
man,
couldn't see it.
Trying to turn that man into a skeeter.
Yeah.
He tried to skeeter.
Hey, hey, hey.
No, wow. That's what you.
Wow.
That's
you
they
can't say
skeeters.
Wow. Stop
that's
it.
The fan cheer there, Del.
No, it isn't.
Have you been to a Skeeters game this year?
Yes, I have. Not this year, but I have been to one. I never heard that before.
That's this year since they became the Astros.
That's
Philly.
A lie.
You can't
yeah.
say that on the air.
You say skeeters.
That's a lie.
That's not a lie.
Yes, it is.
It's true.
You're making all
have
of
you well, ever
how
seen
do you
it?
Let him do this?
Watch the stream.
I don't know, because he'll kiss
it's legal.
It.
It's legal
it's
what I just le- did.
It's not even really a word, so I'm not sure what I can
it's
do with
legal.
It.
It's legal. It's Skeeters. The shortened version is Skeet.
Anyway, Justin Verlander, $66 million for one start. How about showing a little loyalty to a team that gave you $66 million for one start?
What are you talking about? Why are you upset like he's done something? He's sitting there trying to get his arm right. Why are you yelling at Justin Verlander?
I think what John's looking for is when he was asked about it, I don't have any thoughts about that. I'm a Houston Astro.
No. I'm not over here, reckless eye in Detroit.
Detroit is a special place. He already said he wants to move back there.
Garbage.
He wants to live there. He wants to live there. Maybe not the city, but he wants
to
live in the state.
Yeah.
It's what he's saying.
Yeah.
Hey, while
you're
an
married,
Astro,
you're married to the Astros. Oh, you're over here side eyeing Detroit?
You haven't put out for 2 years, and the Astros are still pissed.
Yeah.
Somebody
the Astros
asked
are like, can I get some?
All he did, all of his
can I get any?
His lifelong Detroit fans, all he wanted to do is give them a little. Just a little fist bump. Oh. He ain't going back
the
there
Astros
because
are sitting in the corner
he
watching
may live
him.
There.
Reckless eyeball in Detroit.
Look at this. I can't believe you're bad-mouthing Justin Verlander.
When he's talking about Detroit, when he's an
what
Astro?
What did he say? A Detroit person asked him a question. He's like, yeah, it's
I
nice.
Already gave you the
I
answer.
I thought about going there.
No, I love that city.
He didn't say I'm headed back.
He's looking at his ex-wife, that hoe.
No, he's not.
Rat.
We told him what to say. Yeah, I love my time in Detroit, but I'm a Houston Astro, and that's all I'm focused on. Done. But bing, bang, boom.
No, because he's extorting Jim Crane. You know what? He wants more alimony.
What did you get? What did Crane give you? I need to know what arrived, what pack gift basket
nothing.
Did you get?
I got nothing. You know what? I got my team.
What did Verlander do to you?
Nothing. He didn't. He's reckless eyeballing. That's what he's doing. That's what he's doing.
The Tigers?
While he's married.
Now, if it was like somebody like, you know, I have Yankees. I've always thought about a
but
team like
that. That's his ex-wife. I know she looks. She's
care.
Terrible. She looks terrible
it's
now.
The Tigers. You're intimidated by the Tigers. You're worried about what the Tigers could do.
We saved
really?
That man. We saved
Tiger
that.
Schmeichel.
We saved
yeah.
that man.
Saved that man.
The
from
Astros
that,
saved that
from
man.
Tigers.
Horrible, from being on
that
a
relationship.
Team.
I know. That's why he's just giving him. That's just a little fist bump.
That divorce is final. Get away from your ex-wife.
He's not going to go play for the
snooping
Tigers.
Snooping around the door,
Tigers
sniffing
are,
around.
Y'all are scared of the Tigers?
I'm not scared. The Tigers are that
scary ass.
The Tigers, that crackhead.
I'll get some dogs.
That we saved you from that awful toxic relationship.
Exactly.
And you're going, and you want to go back?
He doesn't.
You can't let
him
go.
He wants to live there when it's all said and done.
No,
his career's over.
I guarantee that ain't happening. Okay, he just wants to get paid by that.
Go ahead.
Oh,
what
I
you got to say?
Nothing.
Look, John Granato has finally gone sweet on Straw Dog. Ring the bells and rejoice. You're calling him Straw Dog now.
Straw, that's my guy.
Stop.
858
I'm
ESPN.
With you with the Verlander stuff, but I'm not going to sit here and let you say Straw's my guy now.
Straw's my guy. All right?
Until he goes for an 0 for 12, and then it's over for him again. Where's McCormick?
Did you see McCormick make a diving catch in center field?
Yeah, how'd he hit?
You two?
How'd he hit?
He hit okay.
No.
He hit fine. Another knock in that game.
Miles Straw's like gapping
what
him.
What he
now.
Does.
He's like.
Watch, Miles Straw's crushing him in batting average. Not bad talk your guy Miles Straw now. Do it now.
I'm bad talking nobody.
270 to 228. Beat it, McCormick.
Really?
Get that trash out of here.
Check out the RBIs and the home runs and the OPS.
How about get on base? How about hit? That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
228.
McCormick pepper in the ball. McCormick pepper.
He's not doing any of that. Not in Detroit, he didn't.
They got to get a sign, McCormick Peppers Baseball.
God, you love him and Brad Peacock are your two loves.
That's, I love that guy. It's 9 o'clock, ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5.